Hey guys, due to the quarantine, I've been having a little bit of trouble putting these out there. Hard to get people together, you know. Well, you shouldn't get people together. So this is going to be a really old episode that I recorded back from Thanksgiving. I'm going to release it in two parts. And then after that, there will be one that I recorded remotely. Audio quality will be a little bit worse, but that one should be coming after this. So I hope you enjoy. Stay healthy, wash your hands, and stay 6 feet away.
Welcome to Craig's A-List, a show that delves deep into the harrowing pit that is Craigslist. Today I have with me Allegra Arco.
Go ahead and introduce yourself. Hi, I'm Allegra. This is what my voice sounds like.
And Mike Lehman of Two-Headed Kitten.
This is the sound of my voice.
Special thanks to Mike today for providing all of the audio equipment.
You are most welcome.
All right, so before we get started, how was your guys' Thanksgiving?
Pretty good, pretty standard. I feel like I spent most of the time in the car, as opposed to like actually visiting with people that I cared about. But that's kind of par for the course, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, I was in the car with you.
That's, well,
so you were visiting me.
Yeah, that was nice too. If, you know,
like, where was the turkey?
I'm a vegetarian.
Oh yeah. Oh,
it was nowhere. How? So where was the
tofurkey?
Also, didn't eat any of that bullshit. But boy, did I eat a lot of green bean casserole.
Hey, is this a better name? Turfakey. It's yeah, better, right?
Turfakey, I like it. Yeah.
I went and I visited my brother up in Oak Park, and one really important thing that happened to me this Thanksgiving was Live in La Vida Loca by Ricky Martin came on. We just had like kind of a random playlist going, and that song came on, and I remembered, hey, I don't really know anything about Lou Bega.
That was a thought.
Yeah.
You thought, oh, I need to fix this.
Yeah. My family kept talking about, like, you know, family stuff and stuff like that, important things, and like, you know, giving thanks and dumb things like that. And then I pulled up my phone and I just started feverishly Googling everything I could about the composer of Mambo Number 5, Lou Bega.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So why don't we all just go around in a circle and we'll each name one fact we know about Lou Bega.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say one Lou Bega song that we love. And I was gonna be done.
One fact we know about Lou Bega. Our favorite Lou Bega song.
God damn it.
And something Lou Bega related that we're thankful for, you know, in the spirit of Thanksgiving.
Oh, shit.
So I'll, why don't you start, Mike?
Okay. The factoid that I love about Lou Bega is that his name sounds like an old baseball catcher. My favorite song from Lou Bega is the one that is on the CD right before Mambo Number 5. At least Mambo Number 4. And it's incredible. And something I'm thankful for.
Yes.
About Lou Bega?
About Lou Bega.
That he's no longer making music.
Not entirely true. Moving on.
To my radar.
Yeah.
I'm going to be entirely honest. No idea who that is. I know the song because, of course, I know the song.
Of course you know. Sure.
But
have you seen the music video?
I don't think I have. I know. Oh, I do know that there was a cover, like a Kidz Bop cover. It wasn't actually Kidz Bop, but it was like a Disney for children cover song album, and that was 100% on it. And instead of like all these women's names, they just dubbed in like
a little bit of algebra for my class.
No. It was like Disney character names. Which is gross considering
That's so much weirder. That's so much creepier.
Yeah,
that's a pattern with like trying to make things like safer and kid friendly is that if you take sex things and then you make them kid related, big surprise, doesn't play well.
Sure.
It doesn't really play well, actually.
It doesn't play well
at all. So my favorite Lou Bega song is actually Scatman and Hatman, which is a mashup. Are you guys familiar with Scatman, John?
Nope.
Really? Are you familiar with Scatman John?
Scatman Crothers.
I know one song that has a lot of scatting in it.
I'm the really? Scatman.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, mine was better, but... So, Lou Bega actually took... Scatman John died of a brain tumor. Fun fact.
R.I.P.
He should have gotten a scat scan.
No.
So, yeah, he actually recorded a mashup of that song, Scatman by Scatman John, and Mambo No. 5, and then he titled it Scatman and Hatman. He's the Hatman, because he wears a hat a lot.
Yeah.
Also, he is actually from Germany.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's great.
Born in 1975. And his father died of the exact same type of brain tumor in the exact same place that the Scatman died of.
No.
No, I'm serious.
So what information did you have to push out of your brain to put this in its place?
I don't remember.
Whatever his family was talking about, how much they love and care and support him.
Yeah, they were talking about like something, like somebody died or something. I don't know, someone important.
Yeah. It was actually Lou Bega they were talking
about. Also, if you were wondering, which I know you were, why that second album took so long to drop, and that he didn't release it hot off the heels of Mambo No. 5,
sure.
It's actually because of 9/11. Because apparently he was intending to release his second album and then 9/11 happened and apparently no one wanted to listen to like happy dance music.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So I guess we found the worst result of 9/11. My message to Lou Bega, avid listener, is, you can't do stuff like that because then the terrorists win. All right. So we're going to pull up, we're gonna pull up our first ad. This one comes to us from New Orleans.
Oh, I already, it's bad.
Huge breasts needed! Exclamation point. In urgent need of a pair of huge, all caps, breasts. There's no time to waste.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
That's the whole thing.
Are you fucking kidding?
No, that's it.
There's no time to waste.
Can you see?
Would you like to know what category this is in?
Oh, yes, please.
Activity partners.
What is the activity, though?
It sounds medical to me.
Yeah.
It really does.
He's found a child. That's what I'm positing, is that there's like a child was dropped off at this man's door. He's probably a firefighter, right?
Yeah,
and there's that old thing where, you know, if you don't want a child, you just drop it off at a local fire station.
Right.
All done. So he gets this little baby. He's like, I don't know how to take care of a child. I'm a firefighter. I fight fires.
Mm-hmm.
What do little babies eat?
Breasts.
Huge breasts filled with milk. He didn't say filled with milk.
No, he didn't.
That's,
I think it was
the
implied,
rookie
though.
Mistake.
Yeah. I think there's some sick minded humans that would interpret this to be something sexual.
No.
Well, I did. Because, duh.
I'm really disappointed in you.
That's okay. I mean, I too am in need of giant boobs, you know? Giant breasts.
I think you can get those at Walmart.
Really?
No, actually, back of Spencer's Gifts.
I'm sure. No. Positive about it.
I mean,
I've
like,
seen those.
I can confirm that they are there. I saw them in high school.
High school?
Yeah. Was that just a my high school thing? Did you guys have friends when you were in high school that just would go to Spencer's Gifts and look around?
Absolutely.
Why is that a thing?
That's
just a novelty. It's less embarrassing to walk into Spencer's and be like, we're going to get a t-shirt, but then just like end up next to the vibrators, you know?
Right,
and that's
the body
silly.
Massager.
Yeah.
So I had a group of friends that they would go in and they have like the posters of the scantily clad ladies.
So sweet of you.
Or the naked ladies.
So sweet of you.
Of the bare naked ladies.
Yeah, the bare naked ladies.
Yeah. Really derivative of Lou Bega, honestly. But and they would just like look at them.
Yeah.
Together.
Yep.
Like, that's weird.
Like a communal experience.
I don't understand groups of people or like couples who watch porn together. I've never gotten that.
Like, I get it if it's a couple.
I
but,
still
like,
don't get it, even if it's a couple.
This was like just bros.
What about?
Yeah, it's still weird to me.
It's extra weird.
That's just as weird.
Continue.
I don't know about extra weird. Is that extra weird?
If it's just like your bros, just like, what are you, like, you're just bonding over like, oh man.
Yeah.
Got such a Yeah. Sick erection right now.
That's like the weirdly homoerotic like subtext of being a teenage boy, though, because everybody is interested in everyone else's junk.
Yeah, I guess like,
but the physiologic, like the consequences of going through puberty are so drastic that you have to wonder internally, like, is this happening to other people? Like, am I normal? Like, is what I'm experiencing something that is happening with my friend? And the only way to do that and retain coolness and like, you know, your social standing is to be like, man,
make a joke out of
it. Pretty weird, right? If this were to be happening, like this one thing, or you just be like, let's both of us look at this and I'm just gonna like silently gauge you and what's happening.
Just like a little bit side eye, just
right
the whole time. Yeah, I was always, this might surprise you guys, but I was always kind of on the fringes of friend groups in high school.
No.
Can't
imagine.
So like,
would stay outside of Spencer's and just watch everybody.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, I don't know, guys.
That's where you picked up friends at.
I met them outside. I just that's where I'd pick up friends. Craigslist wasn't working for me anymore.
Hey, you guys want to see some pictures of naked ladies? Yeah. Are you just reaching your backpack?
I would stand outside of Spencer's Gifts with a big sign that said, huge breasts needed. An urgent need of a pair of huge breasts. There's no time to waste. That's my favorite line.
That's pretty good.
That's my favorite line in the ad. There's no time to waste.
That is
part
of it.
He really needs them.
I'm scared.
Is he going to take them from me or what?
I don't know. I mean, it sounds like he needs them more than you do. It seems that he needs them more than I do. Like, let's say that I have a pair of huge breasts.
Yeah.
I'm imagining it now.
Okay, please do.
I have them.
I feel really powerful, and I read this ad. I feel like I go. I feel like I answer it. I feel like I go, and I find out where he is. Actually, they have like a GPS location on Craigslist.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Just so you know.
He's
like,
so serious.
Yeah.
He's so serious.
This is in all of the ads. They have that circle is where they're located.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does it say anywhere in the ad that this is a man?
No.
No, nor that he desires a woman. No. He just needs a huge pair of breasts.
Just disembodied breasts.
It could be. They have a website for that. It's for drag queens. And it's called boobsforqueens.com.
What if this is a Mrs. Doubtfire situation? And he's he's got to see his kids.
Yeah.
And he just has no way.
Yeah.
He's already done the voice. He's a woman.
They're going
to
move away
soon. Yeah. He's got to go rebuild his relationship with his children. Yeah. So. I mean, I got a mask. I have one since, you know, I had it at Halloween. You know, I went as an old woman.
Sure.
I need a huge pair of breasts to really sell it. They can't be misinterpreted,
right?
As maybe men's breasts. And
the costume. No time to waste. It's going to be there's overcompensating because you want to draw the eye away from the shoddily constructed cosmetic makeup, right? Where you've got like the nose on and stuff like that. It's a little bit crooked. Ugh. Yeah. So like. In order to, it's classic misdirection. That's the name of the movie. Actually, it's the new sequel, Misdirection.
Misdirection.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah.
I think we solved this one. Would you respond to this ad, Allegra?
Okay. Realistically, if I read it and I was a person with huge breasts, I would say probably not, because I don't want to get napped. I don't want to get napped or stabbed or prodded or groped. Or looked at funny most of the time.
So
thought about.
Mm. A lot of these ads probably aren't going to find you as like the demographic. Because you're very safe.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to leave my apartment. Actually, I still don't talk to strangers on the internet, so.
That's the classic response to that question is.
Sure.
No. Like, I ask people that question, like, would you respond to this ad? And everyone's like. No. No, wait, look at me. No. What are you talking about? This is Craigslist.
Wait, hold on, though. Ask me if I
was... Mike, would you respond to this ad?
No. Absolutely. There's not enough information being given. What do you need them for?
He doesn't have the time, Mike.
There's simply no time to waste.
There's no time to waste.
Also that. It doesn't say, like... 2 hours. It doesn't say tonight. It
no
doesn't
time.
Say 10 minutes.
Pronto.
Like,
get here now.
That's
bring
why
your
you
breasts.
Get in your car and oof. You pedal to the metal.
Is Plymouth a large town?
I don't know. He's on Veterans Memorial Boulevard. It's next to a major
he's
highway.
He's a veteran. Guys, we should give him those breasts.
No. That's not an excuse nor a reason.
I'd like to change my answer about
he fought for my country.
Listen, I support the soldiers, even if that means being a bra.
Yeah.
That was really good, actually.
That was really great. All right. I think it's time to move on because there's no time to waste. We're going to pull one of Mike's next up.
Mike's I'm nervous selections. About yours.
About Mike's?
About Mike's.
Most are pretty innocuous.
We started it.
Most are pretty innocuous.
Pretty bad.
Was
I mean, like,
that pretty bad?
Well, I mean, it's
none of these are bad if you're as anxious as I am and would answer to none of them.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's a good idea. Like, that's, okay, like, blanket statement, like, we're joking a lot, but, like, it's a
don't
bad
answer,
idea.
It's
okay.
a very
Quick
bad idea.
Quick PSA.
Idea.
We'll insert the musical riff right now. Don't answer ads on Craigslist. You'll probably get napped or stabbed or thought about or looked at wrong.
Or thought about. Well, I never considered
is there
that
anything
to be
worse.
I don't want.
You could be thought about.
No, I don't want anyone perceiving me in my
that's
corporeal
terrifying.
Form.
Don't you dare presume.
What if they're thinking about you in your astral form?
That's fine. Then you really get me.
Yeah. All right.
I often think about you in your astral form.
Babe, that's sweet.
So, actually, last week, there was a ad that had, it was a strange ad. It had a picture of drugs. And then it just listed a whole bunch of different antiques and their prices. But it was definitely, like, the antiques were not, there was no way that they were code
sure.
for drugs. Because, like, only 20% of them mentioned colors. And one of them was, like a certain inch beveled mirror.
Yeah.
So I called the number.
Oh, my God.
It was in Colorado. And they didn't answer, so I left a message.
what is this
and I just said because it was a picture of like just bags of weed and then a caption and then on like superimposed on top of that picture it said weed coke Xanax and then the number and then the actual
what?
Bulk of the post was literally like the listings of items at a flea market. So I left a message saying hey, are you actually selling that beveled mirror? Because I actually, like, I just want to know if you're actually selling that beveled mirror. Which is honest, I did. I did want to honestly know if he was selling a beveled mirror.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want the whole thing, though. Can you just give me, like, an eighth of the beveled mirror? And just kind of let me, like, see it. See if I like it a little
bit. Just enough to vibe.
Yeah.
I got a response later on. This was not on. I recorded the initial call in voicemail. Did not record the response because it happened later on. I got a text back that we just like kept telling me to call him and I was like, nah.
Oh, you didn't.
I wasn't recording.
Oh,
if I was recording, I might have, but I wasn't recording. And I was like, I'm not going to risk whatever bad things can happen from Craigslist.
If I can't
get it recorded.
I mean, he never said there's a rush on this. He never said, you know,
he didn't say there's no time.
Yeah.
God damn it. I was going to get there. You beat me to it. Don't you?
See, this one comes to us from Janesville, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I think this one slipped past me when I was looking through yours.
Oh, good.
Main Street. Hello. I saw you walking on Main Street. Please contact me.
Oh, no. Oh, honey, no. Someone give the boy a call. Someone get back to him.
You couldn't get any more vague if you intended to.
That is... because for whatever reason, my brain that's usually screaming, don't go near other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's dangerous out there. You're going to get stabbed or napped or thought about.
Yeah.
But that one, that in particular, really struck a chord with me as like, that's some true romance. That's romance in the making right there.
I mean, that's a lot of times on this show, we will stumble across perfect plots for Hallmark romantic comedies.
This is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, titled Main Street, starring Bob Seger. like, am I the only one whose mind immediately went there?
To Bob Seger?
Yeah, to Bob
I
Seger.
Think so.
I think specifically.
You know, the song, you know, da, About the stripper.
Uh-uh.
Bob Seger has a song called Main Street. But listen, you guys don't know Lou Bega. You don't know Bob Seger. What are you guys listening to?
Metallica.
My first musical reference to a street would be that one about Harlem that was the title, lead title of like one of those 70s series.
Actually, Harlem Shake.
105th Street. That one.
Harlem Shake?
I don't think so. I don't think that's
Mambo
it.
Mambo number 5?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got a little bit of Harlem on my street.
Yep.
Fuck. Yeah. So, yeah. Wow.
So is there contact information? Like, because it's
no.
Just...
So basically the way it works is there is a button that says reply.
Yeah.
If you see a posting that you are inclined to want to connect with, which as no one ever does, you hit the reply button and you send it. I think you actually can post another ad. Which is another
referencing
way.
That one.
Referencing that one. Like in the way that you on an email chain would have like re this.
Sure.
Otherwise it's just when you sign up for Craigslist, you sign up with your email, which is hidden
Correct.
From people, and then you'll send it to like it'll
Correct.
Go to Craigslist first.
Unless you paste your phone number on top you superimpose it on top of the picture.
Hey, as long as you put an O instead of a zero, bots aren't gonna find that phone number, buddy.
Yeah, they do. Gotta do it in leet speak.
Leet speak.
Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's actually
L33T.
L33T, or is it 133T?
I've seen it both ways.
Okay. So let's just get right down to it.
Let me hear the ad again.
So Main Street. Hello, I saw you walking on Main Street. Please contact me.
It's so nice. I feel
it's
like this is
sweet.
A nice person.
Yeah. Honestly, it really just kind of like. Has a certain air of like sad boy to it of just like I saw a pretty girl and I just wanted her to talk to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Please
this is like
starts off hello, the full
sure.
Now hi.
Right.
Hey.
Greetings.
Yeah. Hello.
Greeting. Well, if he said greetings, I think
yeah, then maybe
no, I would
maybe
think
not.
That's
yeah.
nice.
Greetings and well met, my lady.
I saw you strolling the boulevard this morning on your constitutional.
Gross.
So let's set the scene. You are walking, wait for it, on Main Street.
I know exactly where I am.
And someone sees you.
I don't like that at all.
Later.
Do you think he was driving or walking?
In this post, Allegra.
Or riding a bike.
Oh, shit.
In
right,
this post,
this is
Allegra.
Violating one of my 4 or 5 rules.
They thought of you.
Yeah,
they
definitely.
Thought of you and then posted about you. Which is,
ooh.
I think, the next step.
That's true.
So
hello.
They see you, they post about this, and then you see it, and you go, oh, shit, fuck, I was walking on Main Street.
Yeah, along with how many other people that day?
True.
Yeah, but out of all those people, he picked you.
He did.
See, and
he
then
did.
The romance comes, and the musical swell, like, it's all very precious, actually.
What if he was, like, riding his bike or just walking down Main Street, and that day, there was just something in the water, right? Like, everybody was on it. Everybody had their hair up. Everybody had, you know, was in the right place, doing the right thing. And he's just like, I could literally fuck anybody here. Like, this all looks good. And so he purposely, like, he's like, okay, how can I just think this through? All right. Hello. Saw you on Main Street.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
Call me.
I like that. And that actually makes sense to me because you can't go into it. You know, you can't go into it with the, you can just be like, hey, Main Street, I want to fuck you guys. Like,
listen, all of you,
I'm on board. I've seen what you got to offer, Main Street.
Usually I'm a Fifth and Wallaber kind of person,
yeah,
but man, you're coming down.
Oh my God.
Whew. That is the street. You know, if I was going to pick one.
Main
like,
Street would
If I was going to go strolling.
I would say that's my main.
You got to do That's your main?
That's
your main?
My main. Mike, would you respond to this ad?
Honestly, if I thought it was for me, it's so formal and so nice that I probably would.
Now, in what scenario would you think that this was for you?
That's what I'm hung up on, is how do I know? Like, there's no indication of, who or what this is for.
It's got to be an ego thing.
This could be for a cigar store Indian. We don't know. Like, this is...
Fucking A.
Well, he does say they were walking, so...
It could not be for a cigar store Indian. We know that much.
So we've ruled out cigar store Indians. I feel like we're making some real headway here. I feel like there's, with a lot of these, there's an element of ego to it where it's like someone that's looking through these, like, in order to read this and be like, they were talking about me.
Right.
They saw me and they were like, hell yeah. Look at that dude. Oh my God. Look at how he's walking. That guy, he's walking on Main Street. Fuck yeah.
If there was maybe some sort of like, because most of some of these have qualifiers, right? Where it's like, hey, yeah, you were wearing a blue shirt. You saw me.
You were wearing a blue shirt.
Right. We did this.
We talked about your laundry.
Yeah. No, this is just ships in the night. Mm-hmm. And then one of the ships is like, hold on though. Beep, 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 beep. You kind of look back pretty good back there.
I don't really think that this qualifies as a missed connection.
Because no. I don't think there was a connection made.
Yeah, I think
made.
Missed connection.
It was just a miss.
Yeah. Implies that there was some type of connection.
Missed chance at connecting.
Yeah. Missed look, I guess. Missed observation.
It doesn't quite have the same ring to it.
No, it doesn't.
I'll be walking down Washington tomorrow at 3.
Yeah, well, this person, I'm not sure that they walk on Washington. We only know that they walk on Main Street. That might be the only way.
I mean, that's how I would have presented my. Oh. If I was this person posting, I would then put them in my position, because now you have the upper hand, right? You're a observer who has not been observed. So I think if you give them the power, that kind of like makes it a little more even, right? So you'd be like, okay, I'll be here at this time. I don't need to see you. You just come check me out. Hey, and if you like what you see,
I'll be the one walking.
I'll be dressed like a cigar store Indian standing so still. So still.
This could be a fun exercise. Why don't we rewrite this?
Okay.
So you're walking on Main Street. We've set the scene. You see someone else walking on Main Street. You're like, I would like to connect with that person. Mm-hmm. This is already so upsetting to me on so many levels. Just the idea of that.
Yeah.
How do you go about it?
I go up and I talk to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, well, no. Through Craigslist. This is a Craigslist podcast, Mike.
Shoot, okay.
How would you?
Allegra, well, you start.
God, it's difficult because I don't think most people would have any inclination to look on Craigslist in the first place, unless there was actually a connection made there was some link that was not made, like an actual contact.
Unless you're me.
All right, so now you have a Craigslist post to make this connection. So how do you make that connection one-sidedly?
I don't know. This is fucking impossible.
Like, this is, like, trust us, we would connect.
A lot of these rely on the assumption that people just check Craigslist
connections. No one has ever done ever, not even once.
Except for me.
Oh. Well, hold on.
Enter podcast.
Every single week.
Yes.
I haven't seen one that I thought was directed at me yet, which is a little bit
hurtful. Ew. What if you start getting them, though? Ew. Oh, I don't like that at all.
No, that's like super flattering.
I heard you on Saturday. Thought your voice sounded nice.
I heard you were talking.
Yeah.
On Main Street.
It could have been about me. I walk Main Street.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, like a lot of these rely on that assumption that, like, thing people check, like their Facebook status or whatever. Okay. We don't check your status.
So if I was a person who was assuming that the person I was admiring was going to check Craigslist, I would just delve into every specificity I could possibly recollect.
Is that much creepier, though?
Mm-hmm. Infinitely, but also it would take away all of the questions that we've had thus far.
That's true.
Which is, like, the gist of the thing.
True.
So, would the person read this and would probably be like, oh, that was the t-shirt with the band on it that I was wearing, and that is my hair color, and, oh, that's my dog. That would be horrifying, and I would probably report it because, ew.
To whom?
To the...
Craigslist police.
That's what I was gonna say. Because I'm sure that exists.
The Craigslist coppers.
The CPD.
Get the Craigie wagon.
Okay. I have an alternate theory.
Okay.
Perhaps. And I could see, because this is so short and sweet, right? Mm. But this also feels somewhat pitiful in a sense that maybe
that's what makes it romantic to me. It's somewhat the pity
would be the word, the qualifier you choose.
But how we get to that pity is my theory is because I think this person maybe like was trying misconnections as a mode of you know, starting a relationship with somebody. And mm-hmm. and at first it sounds like a intelligent, you know, thoughtful person. Sure. So they're probably like, you know, I thought you looked very good today. I'm a very nice guy. We should go out and do this, go and do that. I just want to reiterate, you look great. And then as like going down like post 8, post 9, he just starts like, it's not working. None of these have worked, right? So it's just kind of like, find, hey, like, you know, I'm looking for a nice girl. I'm a nice, this and is now like, years later, we've come to, hello, saw you walking down Main Street. You're not going to respond.
Oh.
Yeah, that's...
This is the one last shot in the dark.
If he doesn't get a response off this one, I'm honestly, I'm afraid all. For I'm afraid
oh,
for him.
Man.
It's over.
Down on Main Street. Oh, oops. I accidentally pulled up a Lubega video. I'm not joking.
Don't do you dare say accidentally. Oh, I accidentally pressed play. Oh, man.
Open another tab. So, Allegra, would you respond to this ad?
Like, in its purest form, like, as it is right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if I was, like, I was on Main Street, I saw a guy who made some eye contact.
What would you respond?
Sure. I'd say, I probably probe for more details, mm-hmm. to be sure, because I then wouldn't want to give any, like, contact information on yeah. my part, also, because I don't want to be thought about.
Right.
Or looked at.
Already failed in that.
Sure.
How yeah. many times would be proper to meet to talk online before you meet in person for something like
well,
this?
That's like an ooh. Age-old online dating question.
That's true. I've never done online dating. I've never met up with anyone that I've like spoken to online, so I really yeah. don't know how that neither goes.
I have, and I want to say usually, not the amount of times you talk back and forth, but I usually give it like 2 or 3 days. Like there has to be a sleep on it, wake up, okay, I still want to talk to you, and then probably a third time, and then maybe meet up.
Well, that depends. To me, it depends on if there's time to waste.
There's
simply no time to
if
waste.
If there's no
Max.
Time to waste, then it's one Craigslist posting and then a huge pair of boots. Just to offer some context to Allegra's mantra of be not thought about.
Don't look at me.
Be not napped.
Be not thought about.
Be not napped, nor stabbed, nor strangled, nor thought about.
Just so you know, I do have that tattooed across my back.
Oh,
it's
my
a
goodness.
Good,
that sounds like a woman's empowerment mantra.
It's a good mantra. Just to add some context to that, she is currently wrapped in a blanket. Like somebody on the edge of like an ambulance.
Yeah.
Like after
one of those silver
the end of Die Hard
blankets.
Or something
yeah.
like that. This one comes to us from the city of Toronto. Manscaping. Manscaping. Looking for someone that is good in manscaping. Thanks in advance. this one is in the section activity partners.
Another short
ooh.
One.
Another activity
wow.
partners.
These people simply have no time to waste.
They have,
no. I just don't understand people's use of caps lock on Craigslist.
Did it's they just, say manscaping twice?
No, I said it okay. twice because I wasn't sure the audio was going to translate.
It would yeah. be funnier if it was twice, though.
It would. No, it's just manscaping, Toronto, looking for someone that is good in manscaping. Thanks in advance.
Looking for someone that was that is good in manscaping.
So... is that a thing, first of all?
Manscaping?
Is there like, well, no, I know manscaping is a thing. I mean,
being good?
Being like an expert in manscaping.
Oh. Sure.
Is that
barbers?
That's not.
I don't think that
I
that's.
I think there's a
no,
delineation
there's,
there. Between...
No, there's actual like shave private parts barbers.
Okay.
It's a
they're called,
public
they call themselves
shop.
Pubic artists. How about you use the proper terminology, Mike?
It's public art, all right? You just not you're reading it too fast. There's time. There's time.
I'm still trying to wrap my mind around that though. Like where?
I saw
in the genital region.
Sure. Okay, Max. Is it Maximus?
Maxwell.
Maximilian.
Maxwell.
Can I call I'm going to call
you
Maxwell.
You can call me whatever you want.
Great. I still don't get like where would you go? Like a day spa?
In the
no,
genital area.
Sure. Okay.
It's literally, it is literally just like a barbershop you would picture it, and mm-hmm. except people take their pants off.
Sure, and yeah. like, you can go and get like a Brazilian wax or something, but that's like a day spa. That's like where other cosmetic things are happening.
Yeah.
But is this place like solely dedicated to just like dudes trimming their pubes?
I want to point out real quick that Mike, his word choice was important. He did not say salon. He said barbershop.
I did.
Those are different things.
I did.
So when we're talking salon, that's where you go and it's like, oh, I'm going to like wash my hair, like massage my scalp and stuff like that. No, barbershop is like in like
Andy Griffith's show.
Yeah, Andy Griffith's show or like you guys haven't seen Luke Cage probably.
Tyler Perry movies.
Tyler Perry movies.
We're
going to move into a different direction now.
There's the one I saw. I think it was on like HBO or something like that. Back when they did those kind of like raunchy underground sex documentaries every once in a while, which is something they did for a long time. I don't know, Taxi Cab Confessions.
Okay.
And they would do other like underground sex things. And one of them I saw, or maybe it was Taboo.
That's actually another source of Craigslist misconnections.
Yeah.
That's, when they stopped doing those, they all came here.
Oh, yeah. They flooded into Craigslist. And it was literally it was daylight, and it was just a regular barber shop, and just a fellow sitting in the seat, reclined back with his pants down, while somebody gingerly moved his dick with like by placing the tip of three fingers on his tip, and just grabbing it ever so gently, and rotating it around as he shaved around it, and that was the experience.
A big part of that kind of thing, I think, is like, is it supposed to be relaxing, right? Like salon, the whole salon thing. Like, any type of...
There's an element of trust that's definitely there.
Pedicures, massages, any of that kind of like health and wellness type thing or hygiene stuff is usually supposed to be a relaxing environment.
Sure, sure.
This sounds not relaxing.
Yeah.
See, that's why I brought up like the Brazilian wax example, because it's essentially the same thing, only more hot wax is involved.
I have not had a Brazilian wax.
Neither have I.
But I imagine
I know they exist.
If I did have a Brazilian wax, it would not be like I'd like go and get like a latte and like make a day of it. It would be like, I have a mission in mind. I am going in there.
Be like a dental appointment.
Something is getting ripped off and I am leaving in shame and like, just I'll get Allegra's safety blanket.
It's pretty, I'm actually getting a little toasty now.
That's good. That's good.
It's coming off.
I have not thought about you the whole night, just so you know.
Thank you. That's
none of us have.
See, friends supporting.
That makes you more comfortable.
Friends supporting friends. Mm.
Very real question. I'm curious to know if you think this is, because I could see both as a viable possibility, is one, he legitimately has a kink for this, right?
Okay.
He's just somebody who likes to have people shave him. I'm pretty sure that's a thing.
Yeah.
Right?
I would not put that past someone.
It seems
like that
like
actually
it
seems really tame.
Yeah.
And like kind of normal.
Or option number two is he's just a person looking for a sexual experience, and he figured the best way to go about that would be all those guys who just want to shave people like out there. Like,
Is that a thing?
That's the thing. I don't think
there
it is.
There are two other possibilities that you are not considering.
Please.
Which are?
Okay. The obvious one that I thought is, we're just taking it at face value, which is literally this man's just got a jungle down there and he needs it taken
care
of.
That's kind of where my mind
okay.
Yeah.
That's where my mind, and when I first read it,
he just found out about Manscaped.
There is no time to waste.
I need a huge bowl of wax. Stab.
No.
Second option, and this might be my favorite. This is not someone who needs manscaping, because he doesn't actually say it's for him.
Just good at manscaping.
This is someone who wants to learn the art of manscaping.
That's
a
really
mentor.
Good point.
I like that.
He needs a mentor.
He just wants to acquire a skill.
Yeah, because he's looking for an apprenticeship. Because the actual thing, all it says is looking for someone that is good in manscaping, thanks in advance. Which is presumptuous, by the way, thanks in advance. I feel like wait until they've finished manscaping and then thank them. Don't thank them in advance. If anyone's taking any type of sharp instrument near your genitals, wait till they're done to thank them.
Do you think... not lost the thought.
Yeah, I like to think that it's someone looking for an apprenticeship. right? Like, this is like a man who wants to learn a trade, but sadly, Rock Valley College has discontinued their manscaping department.
It's really tragic.
It's really tragic. You know, like, that's what happens with cuts. They have to cut back from somewhere, and unfortunately, the manscaping department is the first place they go.
The theater department, the manscaping department.
You know, the College of Genital Beauty.
They have
to cut back.
All right.
Somewhere.
Okay. All right. That's my job. Do you think, because it sounds weird to me when he says someone who's good in manscaping, is that a Canadian thing? Like, are we having some kind of like Quebecian lost in translation here? Or, I mean, it should be good at manscaping, right?
No, I think he's talking about the art
in the area of manscaping.
Good, right? In the manscaping. Good field.
In the field of manscaping.
I still feel like it's at.
Good at the field of manscaping?
Good, yeah. Someone who's good at manscaping. Okay. So, like, maybe that's my Americanism,
like,
though.
Think of it like
you
a lawyer,
You can say it
right?
both ways, though.
If you're looking for a lawyer that's good in labor and employment.
Or right? good at. I guess it's interchangeable.
Where do you work? I work in labor and employment.
Sure.
Right?
The manscaping department.
Where do you work? I work in manscaping law.
Yeah.
for all your legal needs, this episode is sponsored by Shaver and Shaver, LLC.
The Shear Guard, no yeah. blades, because we're we're not paying those bills.
No, Dollar Shave Club, though, I would accept a sponsorship if you're interested. So this is gonna be a fun one. You guys need manscaping.
Okay,
and. The only website that your computer is capable of connecting to is Craigslist. Is this how you write this ad? How do you write this ad?
So you need manscaping.
You need it. And there's no time to waste.
And your Craigslist is your avenue.
Uh-huh.
You have no choice in that either.
You have no choice.
Well.
You're not a man.
You don't know what I got.
Oh, well, maybe, like, Allegra needs manscaping.
For you.
For you.
Good point.
Yeah.
Great point,
maybe
everyone.
I mean, like, it doesn't say they need it for themselves. That's not specified.
Excellent yeah. point. She just wants to learn so yeah. she can be good at it.
Sure.
Instead of butchering me like she usually does. Oh,
no. I think I usually do a pretty good job. What are you talking about?
So what's your method?
Rewriting this advertisement? Mm-hmm. Again, probably include more details. I'm a planner. Okay. I got to know. I got to get everything out in the open, you know?
So we're talking about, like, you know, sheer size or, like, what do you mean by details?
Sure. That's,
I couldn't remember what the guards on the little clippers are called.
Go all Sweeney Todd, but
yeah. Oh,
for
God.
Dicks. That's where my mind goes.
Hitting
anyways.
Broadway, like, near you. Hitting Broadway's near you? What does that mean?
Coming to Broadway near you.
Saw you walking on Broadway.
Dressed as a cat. Meow.
That Cat's trailer. Am
I
right?
do have a story about
Talk
Cats
about
musical, but
manscaping.
I'm not going to get into it now.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, if I were to rewrite this article, I would probably say, explicitly if it was for me or if it was because I wanted to learn, because I think those are like the two most promising prospects.
Which one is more interesting to you?
Maybe you want to leave both open, like you don't really know yet for yourself.
Yeah, it's like I want to be able to do it myself, you know, cut back on that monthly cost,
cut back
weekly cost.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows, again,
yeah,
you don't know what I got, you don't know what's right. going on,
or daily.
Ooh.
Yeah,
you got a problem is what you got.
Yeah.
There,
this guy used all caps for the title, so there is some sense of urgency.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Urgency is implied in the size of the letters.
Just specify what I needed. It's all about communication.
Yeah. Like whether you wanted.
What do you need?
Like a perm or like braids? Like, I don't. What do you mean? What you needed? Is that. It's just. Wait. Is there more than one way to. It seems like pretty straightforward. Just like scape it, right?
Yeah. You just clean it up
do you
a
just
bit.
Skate
sure,
it?
Like, do you want a racing stripe?
Do they
want
have
one
like,
of those little hearts? Do you
yeah.
want like.
Just clean up the sides. Leave
Jeff
it long
Goldblum's
on top.
Face.
Something to play with.
Jeff Goldblum's face.
Whoa.
You've seen it. They can do the designs in the hair. That's what I want. I want Jeff Goldblum's face.
Okay.
On my balls.
Yep.
Okay. Anyways.
Positioned, like, directly over
however
the trunk.
However it's possible.
Like,
however it's possible.
I don't think it is.
I'm not picky. I just want Jeff Goldblum's face. I'm not picky. All I want is Jeff Goldblum's face shaved into my pubic hair. How would you rate this ad?
Bad. It's a bad ad. You got to give more. You got to give more. Give me something to work with.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm writing the ad and I need a manscaper, I need a professional manscaper, I'm going to ask for credentials. I'm going to ask for a resume. I'm going to ask for shots. I want a portfolio. I want to see your work.
Oh. All right.
I want to know
what your conversation after you're done. Like, hey, do you mind if I snap a few pictures
for my portfolio?
I'm
going to ask them how they got those pictures. It's also going to be very important. And no, honestly, like you, I mean, don't bring me in with a mystery.
Yeah.
I don't want mystery for my Craigslist ads. Yep. That is a bad situation, even for somebody as large and for people who don't know, I'm like 245 pounds. I'm 6'7". Like, I'm not afraid of very much, but is this something on your mind?
No.
That's the lie detector. That's the lie detector beeping.
Your watch.
I very much agree with Allegra. I just want more detail. Yeah. I just want so much more detail out of this. I want to know who you are and your plans and what your goal. I need a goal and an objective. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I do not care.
That's what's lacking in most of these so far is just that I don't know what the fuck's going on.
For why?
Yeah.
Which is not for why.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's kind of hard to care, kind of hard to relate, and kind of hard to be on the safe side when you don't have all the details. When you don't have
and
all the information.
And that's an area where you need to be on the safe side.
And what's good at manscaping? I'm good at manscaping. I'll show you. Well, I'll show you the ropes.
I think it's safe to say that this Toronto man did not have a good time when he received the services that he requested.
So we got them.
The request. I assume so. I assume everyone gets a response on Craigslist because it's
fun. Such a great way to look at the world.
It's really nice. Also terrifying.
What if you just sent random letters out with questions like these? Do you think people would write back to you? What if you just like wrote down like, I need somebody who's good at manscaping. If you are, please reply to. And then you just put them in random mail.
Like a bulletin board.
Yeah,
at
just
college.
Put them on people's windshield wipers.
I think there's got to be a point where it gets a little too personal for it to be okay or funny.
Do they have safe spaces where you can? Because you can meet up at like a street light, right, in a parking lot that's very lit and Main Street. People are just walking by all the time, lots of witnesses, and you can meet and exchange items from Craigslist. Is there something like that for the misconnections?
I bought my bearded dragon on Craigslist.
Okay.
Did you really?
Not a euphemism, by the way. That has nothing to do with
sounds like your dragon needs a little manscaping.
I bought my pet bearded dragon on Craigslist. Her name's Astrid.
That is, hang on a minute. Can I just tell you how much I love that for that bearded dragon?
It's a good name.
It's really the best name.
Yeah.
The fact that you bought a bearded dragon at all,
yeah,
let alone one off of Craigslist and named it Astrid.
Yeah, they have really breeders on there.
It
so
does
I
make
it from,
me feel a certain kind of way.
Yeah. I went to a different city and waited for the guy in the parking lot of a Jewel Osco.
Fuck yeah.
For a long time.
So Midwestern
for like
of you.
An hour and a half. Oh.
Really?
Minimum.
That's very rude.
Yeah, he had some trouble or something. I don't know.
Did his phone stop working? Was that the trouble?
I don't know. Fair point. I got the dragon and it was fine. Which is a great sentence.
He couldn't find it.
Couldn't find the dragon.
He was just in a tizzy.
The dragon or the Jewel Osco?
Yeah.
The dragon.
Both. Okay. The dragon and the Jewel Osco.
She was a slippery little ass. I'm going to show you guys a picture.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
The title
Wait. Is
so please
no, no, no,
read
no, no.
The title.
My goodness. Has there been an increase in missing pets? I need to, you have to bring it closer. I've gotta.
Can you please describe to us what you're seeing right now?
Holy shit. Okay, well, I'm gonna start with the background and move to the foreground.
Okay.
So in the background, there's just a mass of glowing eyes hovering over a shadowy figure.
How many eyes?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then what looks like two pairs of teeth in the background. No,
with
one
the
set
eyes.
One set of teeth. This is next to the eyes.
This is all piled on a table.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
It's just kind of an amalgamation. So there's like a mouthful of teeth right next to two little glowing eyes. And then as we push into the foreground, just like the most visceral, heinous, terrifying creature with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 heads of different creatures with glowing eyes.
What are the creatures?
I think there's a sheep.
They're vaguely wolf-like.
Vaguely wolf-like.
There's a vaguely wolf-like.
That's the name of
one?
My personal cuddling service.
That's a good band.
Oh, no, there's 6 heads.
That's the name of my manscaping service.
Vaguely wolf-like.
There's 6 heads. I missed one. And its flesh looks as if it's rotting off.
Yeah.
I think.
So it's a picture of a big monster, a really very scary, spooky monster.
Well, and all that shit in the background. The fuck is that extra shit?
Yeah, what, some kind of house in the background?
No, it's not. It's like another
one.
Oh,
it's just more of those things. But just the glowy parts.
It's just another one.
Yeah. There's actually 3 of them. There's another one in the background.
Yeah, there's even more. Yeah, it looks like
it
teeth.
Looks like if creepypasta images were good.
Ooh.
Oh man, burn. Take that creepy pasta.
Yeah.
If I see a picture of Jeff the Killer, I'm going to riot and have nightmares.
That's what we're all about here, is making modern, hip, poignant stings against
creepy
things
pastas?
Like creepy pasta.
Alright, so the faces I see are there is an ape. There.
What? Where?
I see like a Rorschach neck test. Guy over to the left.
Do you see an old
this
lady,
one looks
a
like a
lamp,
snake.
Or a giant ungodly monster?
This one looks like a dog, but a dog that's had its lower jaw removed and put somewhere else. Kind of like that being from Annihilation, where it's kind of like a mishy-mash. Also, there's kind of a chimp-looking thing. There's a chimp and an ape. They have all of them. Animalia. And then there's like a weird human.
Where?
Any human involved in that picture is by default a weird human.
True. Wait. And then there's a normal human.
There's 7 heads. I keep missing them.
It's
there's
just Jeff
so
in
many.
The background.
Yeah. So this image that we've been describing, big monster in some type of wheat field. There's a few other monsters in the background. This one comes to us from Annapolis. It is in the section Rants and Raves.
Yeah, huh?
Hmm.
Has there been an increase in missing pets? Is the title.
You tell me.
The bulk of the post reads, has there been an increase in missing pets or discarded animals in your neighboring areas? Contact us and we'll investigate.
Zach Baggins wrote this.
Has been an increase in missing pets?
I not only can see myself writing a post like this. I think I've made posts like this where it's like, have you had noises and bumps in the night? I have audio equipment and I like ghost stuff.
Did you put an image like this in it though?
Well, no, because
like
that's obviously
takes it seriously. Am I wrong in assuming that?
It's a weird thing to that have be like the first thing somebody sees before you even see the body of the text. Be
yeah.
Like, listen, have you, because it's a very normal question.
Right.
Go ahead and ask me the text, before, assuming I haven't seen
it. Has there been an increase in missing pets?
I haven't thought about it, but.
Has there been an increase in missing pets or discarded animals in your neighboring areas?
Discarded animals?
Well, they don't. I mean, there was
that's,
some on the side of the
that
road.
That phrase stuck with
you
me,
discarded
too.
Animals.
Discarded animals. I don't know what that means.
I feel really uneasy now.
Yeah. Oh, really? Now you do?
After you
looked at this gigantic Cronenberg cryptid, now you feel uneasy?
Yes, I love him. He's a good boy.
Is this the discarded animals?
Yeah, all of them at once.
Oh, there they are.
All of
them
at once.
Oh,
they're not missing anymore.
No.
I don't know. The fact that someone would discard an animal.
They all wandered into a pond that was hit by lightning or some weird shit.
This is actually Stranger Things season 4.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you what this is because I've seen stuff like this before. I guess you guys, when I say stuff like that, you can hear how grizzled I am. I've seen this kind of stuff before.
Yeah.
This
where?
Is lots of places on the internet. Like they're everywhere.
Oh, I kind of thought you meant in person.
Yeah.
No.
And I was gonna get real excited. I was gonna go grab my zoo cryptology kit.
Yep.
And we're gonna go hunt some monsters.
What's in a zoo cryptology kit?
Zoo cryptology. I think that's like the study of
cryptozoology.
Thank you. Yeah, it's the other way around. It's
you're thinking of zoo books.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always thinking of cryptology.
You're thinking of those giant pharaoh tombs they have in the old zoos.
Crypto zoo books.
That's what I read as a kid.
Color in a chupacabra.
Look at this Wendigo.
This is an individual or a group of individuals who have decided to spend their time hunting down cryptids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They are a group of people.
Can I say?
Can I call them? Can I give them a call? What's the
solid
number?
Use of time? Solid use of time. As long as they're like having fun and they don't take it too seriously and they're not trying to like, you know, evangelize their weird shit.
How do you take this too seriously?
You put it on TV.
Ah, but that's where they're all going. That's where they're all headed. That's their end destination. No one's doing it. All right. There's no person.
The Travel Channel. That's what everyone's vying for.
There's no person out there that's like, I want to hunt ghosts and monsters.
Yeah.
But quietly. I don't want anyone to know that I hunt ghosts or monsters.
They just
want to
do their work.
Like, there's no like humble, quiet, like mild mannered monster hunter.
That is a large assumption.
Yeah, this is a tree in the woods scenario, isn't it? Like, how would we know of the humble ghost hunter when they don't brag about their findings?
That's true. If they're doing their job, we don't.
Yeah.
Because actually, you're talking to one right now. Zach Bagans, come on out here.
Zach
Just kidding.
Bagans.
Can we explain to Max what Zach Bagans is?
What? You've never watched Ghost Hunters?
I've watched one of those. I don't... There's Ghost Adventures. There's Ghost Hunters. There's... Ghost
Adventures.
Yeah, it's Ghost Adventures.
Is,
I always
is the Zach Bagans vehicle.
Ghost manscaping.
Yeah, and he's just like, think about your typical Jersey boy. It's 2002. Your hair gel is like half a bottle in your hair already. Spiked straight up.
Mike the Situation.
What?
I'm picturing Mike the Situation.
No, not you, Mike. Other Mike.
Oh.
No. Do you go by the Situation?
For a completely different reason. It's not my abdominal muscles.
Oh, God. Yeah, when you said Mike, my head just like snapped over.
It's
and
because
I was thinking,
of the amount of situations he creates.
Yeah, I take off my hat and I point at my head. And I'm like, yeah, look at that oiled bitch right there. Lots of shit in there. Zach Bagans
Jersey boy who likes to hunt ghosts.
Yeah. Yep.
That sounds cool.
He's the best.
He has a method of going about it that is so fun to watch. I don't know why it's just pure entertainment, but it is.
Yeah.
Because he's so... he flirts between caring about the ghosts, and it, you know, it's all narrative driven. Whatever people tell him the ghost is, he runs with it. So if it's
he's a good improv guy.
He's a great improv guy.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, this is what I want for every birthday and every Christmas for the rest of my life is to do
notes.
Improv with Zach Bagans.
Zach
if you
Bagans
make that happen,
chains.
I'll never ask for anything else.
You gotta make a phone call.
So yeah, if he gets a story like this sweet old lady
make
was killed, she stays around. She just like wears white. He's like he goes in with that attitude. He's like, "Hey, old lady, we're some ghost hunters.
I saw you walking on Main Street.
Yeah, hit me up."
Now there's an idea. This is an idea for a show.
What?
Go on.
Craigslist ghost hunters. Right? It's ghost hunters that hunt ghosts entirely by posting ads to the ghosts.
Halloween has just passed,
ghosts
unfortunately.
Don't have Craigslist.
But you should you should absolutely like specifically look up
this I got
like people
after
looking for
Halloween,
ghost hunters.
By the way. Halloween was over when I got this.
Hold on. We didn't give my favorite part. We have to give my favorite part about Zach Bagans. And that is
back here.
The opposite of that narrative is given to him. And it's a mean ghost that maybe picks on people, especially women that he's attracted to.
Okay.
He will do a very machoistic, strutty, aggressive tactic to the ghost.
He's like the dog whisperer.
He's the ghost whisperer. Oh, wait, no, that's... What's her face?
I train ghosts. I rehabilitate people. Calm. He comes in calm and assertive. He comes in angry and assertive. Yeah, so would you guys, like, so you're living in a neighborhood, and you've just noticed an increase in missing pets, and then just a whole bunch of discarded animals.
That would terrify me.
Yes. Well, I think it should. You see this Craigslist posting. Do you respond?
I'd say, yeah. Can I be on your crew?
I think I would too.
You're the season 2 edition.
Yes.
I think I would too. I want to meet these people. They're after my own heart. Yeah. They're just out there having, I hope they're just out there having a good time.
What is the other option?
That they seriously believe this is a very real issue and they're fully believe they're
unsafe. Hey, listen, I'm on that boat and I'm sailing on that boat.
All right.
It's real.
And we've reached the end of our relationship. How long has
Allegra gone over
podcast?
To the dark side?
No.
So, Mike, so you guys would both answer this.
I would, yeah.
Now, how would you rewrite this if this was you?
I don't think I do. It's perfect.
No? You think it's perfect the way it is?
Wait, reread the whole, like, in its entirety. I was really distracted.
Has
by
there
picture.
Been
I'm
an
sorry.
Increase in missing pets?
Yes, okay.
Has there been an increase in missing pets or discarded animals in your neighboring areas? Contact us and we'll investigate.
Yeah.
This is also.
That sounds pretty good.
This isn't a rant or rave.
No. No, not at all.
This is a
services
officer.
Yes.
What is it? There's another
volunteers.
Not volunteers. It's like a service.
You think that they charge people?
I don't. You know, that's
an awkward
good
conversation.
Question. That's...
How do you figure out rates for cryptid hunting?
Okay, if we find
I guess...
it, it's right. free.
So two bolts. Yeah. $2 is $20. 5 silver bullets. Now that's gonna cost you.
Now, bear in mind, we got to shoot every hit.
Yeah. If you want our holy water package.
Yeah. It's going to take minimum 22 bullets.
Yeah. Salt circles are going to be extra, too.
Why would they be extra? It's just salt.
Now, where you got one monster, you got two more. So
we had
if you want us to just hunt the animal, you know, if you want us to find the discarded animals, free.
Yeah.
If free. You want us to hunt down the monster that's taking
and
them.
And find them.
Yeah.
That'll be
20
like
bucks.
$20.
Yeah. If you want us to trap or kill the monster.
Well, I feel like those would be priced differently.
If you want us to trap the monster, back to free.
Yeah.
If you want us to kill it, that's going to just pay for the bullets, honestly.
What do you do with the monster once you've trapped it?
Hey, show
I
it.
Have an idea.
You
show
train
off.
Him.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
Craigslist.
Oh, shit. Sell it.
Yes. Pets.
Sell it as a touch therapist.
Section. Missing pets.
Missing yeah. pets.
Aww.
Professional touch therapist ready. Many heads. no sex stuff.